There was a time when Andrea Gretsch, now a bubbly 2-year-old, was far from feeling that way. At just 6 weeks old, the young Sydney girl had been diagnosed with a rare liver disease that left her jaundiced and having to be tube-fed. The only option was a liver transplant, and there were months on the waiting list before a match could be found. Her mother, Paola Andrea Gretsch, says she still remembers her emotions, getting the call from the hospital when the time came.
It's amazing. You just, your heart races. It's a mix emotions, really. You think she's gonna have this liver transplant, but at the same time she's going through a major surgery.
Now Andrea Gretsch is as happy and lively as any child, and her mother hasn't forgotten the generosity of the donor.
Someone out there is giving her a second chance in life. Like even thinking about it just waters my eyes, because, you know, my daughter wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be witnessing her first steps, her first words, if it wasn't for the generosity of this person.
The latest report on Australian organ donation and transplant outcomes shows that last year, 510 organ donors who died gave more than 1,400 recipients a second chance at life. More than 270 living donors also gave a kidney or partial liver to save or improve lives. The National Medical Director of the Organ and Tissue Authority, Dr. Helen Optum, says the National Organ Donation Program has saved more than 10,000 lives since its introduction 9 years ago.
Since 2009, when the government reform began to boost organ donation and increase transplantation, we've seen a doubling of the number of people who do donate and many more people receiving those life-saving transplants.
Victoria is the nation's leader in organ donation, with 148 donors last year, followed by 135 in New South Wales and 105 in Queensland. The national consent rate for organ donors is currently just under 60%, but the Organ and Tissue Authority says it would like to see that increase to 70%. That would lift Australia's world ranking in organ donation from 17th to the top 10. Dr. Optum says people can easily register to become organ donors online.
We live in a very generous country. I think many people just haven't thought about donation or haven't taken the trouble to register. We know that when someone's registered, then our consent rate goes up to 90%.
Evan Young, SBS News.